What's up? I'm glad you're here. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Entrepreneur State of Mind. I'm Isabel and I'm your host. And since you're here, let's talk business. So it has been a hot minute since I recorded and uploaded a podcast episode for you guys. And for that, I apologize. But I am here now recording and uploading this. Anyways, all right. So for today's episode, I'm going to teach you how to grow your small business on social media. We're going to be talking about all the major platforms, all the different algorithms, and unique ways to set your business aside from everyone else's. So let me read off the questions I'll be answering in today's episode. What kind of business can grow on social media? Which social media platform is the best for growing my small business? What is the biggest way to grow on social media? What kind of content should I be putting out? And what are some ways to round up followers organically? So our first question, we have what kind of business can grow on social media. So whether your small business is a service or a product, you can grow on social media. If you don't know the difference, check out my past episodes that I explain the difference between service or product businesses. Anyways, social media can bring anything to attention, so any business is capable of growing. And that brings us to which platform is best for growing my small business. All the social medias have their pros and cons, and they also all have their things that barely set themselves aside from the others. Now, a lot of them have their different features, but there is one that has pretty much all of the features, and it's the platform to be on as far as a small business. And that is Instagram. Instagram has the normal image and video post, but it also has stories, reels, IGTVs, live streams, and it also has the Instagram shopping feature. So this might just be my opinion, but I think Instagram is the most small business friendly social media out there. I think out of all the platforms, Instagram is the one that will bring you the most exposure, follower interaction, and potential customers. So what is the biggest way to grow on social media? The biggest way to grow your small business is by pushing out content after content. Quality and quantity, emphasis on the and. A lot of people think it's one or the other, but they are both very crucial for growth. So good quality content being uploaded consistently, that's the golden rule. Putting out content that people want to see that also parallels with your small business. And that brings us to what kind of content should I be putting out? So the content that you're putting out should check all the boxes. So what are the boxes? Well, conveniently, here are the boxes. It should be content that you enjoy making and uploading. It should be quality content that you would personally watch and be proud of. Also, your content should be content that you can upload consistently. And then another really important box, I would say, is to make content that you can put on all platforms. So if you have a video, post it on TikTok, YouTube, Pinterest, and Instagram Reels. And then most importantly, it should be content that makes sense with your business. This is finding ways to make the trends fit in with your business. This is just so your content is organized and it makes sense and it's on brand. So what are some ways to round up followers organically so that way we can have people that see this content that you're putting out? There are many, many, many businesses on many, many, many platforms, but there's one thing that sets successful ones aside from the rest, and that is authenticity. And obviously, you're going to want to put up authentic content and sell authentic products, but something that business owners don't always consider is authentic interaction. One of the biggest ways to round up followers organically is making genuine connections and interactions with people, because at the end of the day, that's what social media was created for. And one way you can do this is by searching up a relevant hashtag and commenting on posts similar to yours. And please don't be that person in the comments who's copying and pasting compliments. Make them meaningful and make them genuine. This is a super easy way to make a connection with someone. This is a great way to make followers and even friends that can support each other going forward. Another really cool way to make connections is DMing creators similar to you, so you can collab on something or help each other grow. This is how you can grow your account and grow your friends' accounts at the same time. Making friends within your industry is an awesome way to improve your interaction too, because you want to look at them as friends instead of competition. And the most important way to make connections is interacting and appreciating the followers you already have. So try replying to every single comment and make your followers feel special and glad to be following you. Those are just three ways to improve interactions, and there are a lot of other things you can do too, but any genuine interaction is way better than joining spammy promo groups, or commenting FFF on other posts. But, oh, and if you're a teen entrepreneur looking to grow your small business, DM me over on Instagram at entrepreneur.state.of.mind and ask to join the teen entrepreneur group chat where we genuinely try to help each other out and help each other grow. And if you're a teen podcaster, I also have a podcasting group chat. Again, just DM me over on Instagram and I'd be happy to add you. I wish you all happy growing for your small business. If you have any questions, text me over on Instagram and I'd love to help you out. But I make these episodes for you and for anyone else out there that might be listening. It means a lot to have you here, so thanks for joining me. I'm Isabel, and this has been the Entrepreneur State of Mind. Okay, bye-bye.